Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Karen Wharton, final year student in the Department of Government, Sociology, Social Work and Psychology of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 6, 1975, The Advocate published an article written by Glyn Murray entitled, Voting Should Be Compulsory. The article argued that Barbadians should not stay away from the polls, and that voting should be made compulsory. Murray emphasized that the upcoming general elections was one of the most important since 1961, given its potential impact on the country's future. He criticized voter apathy and stressed that citizens had a responsibility to participate in the democratic process. He also noted that while voter turnout in past elections, such as 1971, was relatively high, there were signs of declining engagement. He warned that this could be complacency at a time when Barbados was facing critical social, economic, and political issues. He pointed out that while many citizens remained interested in politics, not all of them actually go out to vote. He highlighted that elections should focus more on national issues rather than personality politics, and that all citizens should be encouraged to register and participate. Compulsory voting has long been debated as a means of strengthening democratic participation. The principle is rooted in the idea that voting is not only a right, but also a civic duty. When universal adult suffrage was widely established in 1950 in Barbados, it marked a turning point in democratic governance. Adult suffrage ensured that all citizens, regardless of gender, race, or socioeconomic status, have the legal right to vote. This expansion of the electorate in Barbados from 3,500 in 1935 to 95,000 in 1951 was seen as a victory for equality and representation, giving a voice to previously marginalized groups. However, simply granting the right to vote did not guarantee that all citizens would exercise it. This is where compulsory voting emerged as a policy in some countries, requiring eligible voters to participate in elections, often with penalties for non-compliance. Proponents argue that compulsory voting leads to higher turnout, more representative outcomes, and increased political awareness among citizens. It also reduces the influence of extremist groups as a broader cross-section of society is involved in decision-making. On the other hand, critics contend that compulsory voting may infringe on individual freedom, as citizens should have the right not to vote if they choose. They also argue that forcing participation does not necessarily result in informed voting and may lead to random or disengaged choices at the ballot box. In recent times, many democracies that do not enforce compulsory voting have experienced declining voter turnout. This trend reflects growing voter apathy, where individuals feel disconnected from political processes or believe that their vote has little impact. Factors such as distrust in political institutions, lack of appealing candidates, and dissatisfaction with governance contribute to this disengagement. As a result, the discussion around compulsory voting remains relevant, particularly in addressing the challenge of voter apathy in Barbados in recent times.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.